Now, from somewhere along about the time that you get the present life overts off, the case merely knows what the case has really been doing. That's all he knows by this time. You haven't rehabilitated very much. Now you've got to give the case, you see, by running responsibility at this point, the person begins to know that he has done the overt. At first, you know, the person merely says, oh, yap, 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 he killed a cop, and he did this, and he did that, and he did something. He doesn't know he did it. He's just talking, you see. He'll tell you all sorts of fallacious things that he's done, you see. I mean, they're not true. Many of them are not true. You get onto a police station right after a murder, and you'll find a lot of obsessive confessors. The place is all stacked up with old men from Skid Row, all of whom did the murder. Cop just check them over, and that's it, you see. So they don't know what they've done. They know they've done something. So just to be on the safe side, they think they better turn themselves in, you know, and maybe somebody else knows what they've done. Well, so it isn't necessarily true that everything the PC tells you the PC has done, the PC has done, you see. PC hasn't necessarily done all these things he's told you. This is a pretty goofy PC. It's a pretty wet wall, you know. Of course, the psychologist and the psychiatrist and psychoanalyst back in the 19th century didn't ever examine people. Anybody in his right mind wouldn't go near him, I guess. And they began to specialize totally in the insane and neurotic cases. So you get most of the data which they forward is based on insane and neurotic people. You get various data like this. They say a great many people, or most people, think they have killed their father. And you see, you get these fantastic exaggerations, you see, because their adjudication of the human race is based on a study of the low, 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 low strata. The ideas government has of the responsibility of the population is based on their psychology training that they have received in various universities, which has taught them that nobody is responsible for anything, so therefore everybody else has got to be responsible, but the person never is responsible. He's sort of a babe in arms that you sort of push around in a state motivated baby carriage, and you get some kind of a welfare socialism or something of the sort as their favorite method of government. That's just based on the fact that nobody's responsible. Well, this is based on the fact that most of the data out of the 19th century was obtained from insane people. And such data as this you'll find in the old textbooks of psychology. I know you don't like to have me pulling all these overts against psychology and so forth, but I well recognize that I'm responsible for it, so it's all right. Actually, we're trying to drive, the reason I do this is try to drive a little bit of fallacious data out of the line, you see, to dislodge it. Because we've all been subjected in our present lifetime education to an enormous barrage of this sort of stuff, and it kind of gets on the everybody knows basis. So I punch it up now and then. It's not that I'm mad at psychologists or psychiatrists, they've got troubles of their own. For instance, I was just told today by some police that the police have a new term. When they arrest somebody, they are very disappointed that the person doesn't get sentenced or go to prison or something happens to him. Today, if anybody's arrested, evidently they wind up in the asylum. You know, some psychiatrist jumps up and says they're crazy, and so they just sentence them to the asylum. They go along for a short time in the asylum, and then they pretend they're cured and they're released. This is making police very mad because it's an apparent to them loophole in crime. And, of course, they know nothing happens to them in the asylum that is beneficial. And they also think that the psychiatrists, by the way, in court are much madder than any of the patients. That's a consistent remark. And they've got a new slang term, bug out. When somebody pleads insanity and he's sent to an institution, why, the police now say he bugs out. You know, even if they arrest a man, why, he'll just bug out, so why arrest him? You know, that's the way they feel these things. But this study of the lower strata of case, you see, gave us no real adequate clue to what people were all about, because you were studying a total irresponsibility. People aren't totally irresponsible. It's only after they pass down into that last dregs of the machine, an insane state, that you get people who are just on total automatic. You don't actually see many of them. There are very few of them around. You're far, far too prone to call people insane, to tell you the truth.